Okay, today we are in the book of Hosea. We come today to Hosea chapter 4. We pick up our study in verse 1, and let's begin with prayer. Lord, we ask that you would sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. In Jesus' name, amen. Hosea chapter 4, verse 1. Hear the word of the Lord, you Israelites. Because the Lord has a charge to bring against you who live in the land. And here it is. There is no faithfulness, no love, no acknowledgement of God in the land. And so, no one could count on their neighbor to tell the truth. There was no faithfulness. No one cared about anyone except themselves. There was no love. And no one cared about God either. And this is why God was bringing charges against Israel in his eternal courtroom. Verse 2. There is only cursing, lying, and murder, stealing and adultery. They break all bounds, and bloodshed follows bloodshed. The Israelites were breaking all bounds, according to the word of God. They were breaking all bounds. In other words, they were busting through the restraints of God's word in their eagerness to sin. Verse 3. Because of this, the land mourns, and all who live in it waste away. The beasts of the field and the birds of the air and the fish of the sea are dying. And you see, when God judges the sins of a society, it often affects everything in that society. And look at the different things that are being touched by God's judgment here because of their sin. It's like all of nature was going berserk. 4. But let no man bring a charge, let no man accuse another, for your people are like those who bring charges against a priest. No one was respecting the authority that God established in the land. The spiritual authority, what was left of it, was not respected. And so it was a hopeless situation. Everything was crumbling because of sin, and no one was listening to God's leaders who were trying to correct the people. 5. You stumble day and night, and the prophets stumble with you. So I will destroy your mother. And the mother here refers to the nation Israel. Because sin was rampant, God's wrath was going to be severe. Verse 6, my people are destroyed from lack of knowledge. Because you have rejected knowledge, I also reject you as my priest. Because you have ignored the law of your God, I also will ignore your children. The people lacked knowledge, the knowledge of God. And the reason they lacked knowledge is because the priests were not proclaiming the pure word of God. They were preaching messages of affirmation. Oh, everything is just fine. You just keep going on and living the way you're living right now. And, you know, just understand that God loves you and he loves you. And we have to think positive. And sure, you're sinning, but you know, we're not going to call sin sin because then it might turn some people off. They were hearing messages of affirmation rather than the pure law of God, which may have caused the people to repent. As it is, they didn't even hear the word of God. They weren't even convicted by the word of God that they should repent. And the few poor preachers who were loyal to God and were teaching the word of God were so outnumbered by those preaching positive affirmation messages that no one listened to them. They had become desensitized to the truth, and they thought the few remaining preachers who were loyal were just a bunch of crazies, you know, a throwback to the dark ages in Israel, I suppose. Verse 7. The more the priests increased, The more they sinned against me, they exchanged their glory for something disgraceful. God will disgrace the priest, who instead of leading the people to God, pushed them further away from God. Verse 8, they feed on the sins of my people and relish their wickedness. You see, the people needed to bring offerings for their sins. Consequently, the more they sinned, the more offerings they brought to the priest. And that was fine as far as the greedy priests were concerned. They didn't want them to repent. Why? That's bad for business. Verse 9, and it will be like people, like priests. I will punish both of them for their ways and repay them for their deeds. Everyone will be punished for their sins because God does not show favoritism. Verse 10, they will eat but not have enough. They will engage in prostitution but not increase because they have deserted the Lord to give themselves to prostitution. They have deserted the Lord. And so, their appetites and their lust were their gods. But notice what it says here in verse 10. They will eat, but not have enough. They will engage in prostitution, but not increase, because they have deserted the Lord. Their appetites and their lust became their gods. So part of their punishment will include not having their appetites and lust satisfied. They put those things before God? Fine, they're not going to satisfy you. Verse 11. It says, because they deserted the Lord to give themselves to prostitution, to old wine and new, which take away the understanding. Well, that's all they needed on top of everything else, the sin of drunkenness. But they were guilty of that. They were guilty of the sin of drunkenness, which just helped to increase their perversions even more. 12. He says, the old wine, the new wine, take away the understanding of my people. And then he says, they consult a wooden idol and are answered by a stick of wood. A spirit of prostitution leads them astray. They are unfaithful to their God. You know, a normal, clear-thinking person would not consult a piece of wood for direction, no matter how decorated that piece of wood might be. But you see it over and over again. The further people are from God, the more corrupt their thinking becomes. 13, they sacrifice on the mountaintops and burn offerings on the hills under oak, poplar, and terebinth, where the shade is pleasant. Therefore, your daughters turn to prostitution and your daughters-in-law to adultery. The Israelite girls became temple prostitutes in the worship of the pagan gods. Verse 14, I will not punish your daughters when they turn to prostitution, nor your daughters-in-law when they commit adultery, because the men themselves consort with harlots and sacrifice with shrine prostitutes. A people without understanding will come to ruin. And so the men of Israel were upset with their daughters, who became temple prostitutes for their pagan gods. But what hypocrites they were. That's because they themselves would visit temple prostitutes. And so God is saying, why do you punish your daughters when you are guilty of the same type of sin yourself? 15. Though you commit adultery, O Israel, let not Judah become guilty. Do not go to Gilgal, do not go up to Beth Aven, and do not swear, as surely as the Lord lives. Some in the south were trying to remain devoted to the Lord God. And one reason the south remained faithful longer than the north is because they had the holy temple and they had the word of God, and that prolonged their godliness a little bit longer than the northern kingdom, which did not have that. Verse 16, it says that the Israelites are stubborn, like a stubborn heifer. How then can the Lord pasture them like lambs in a meadow? Well, he can't, not if they're not going to listen. The Israelites are stubborn, so God will remove them by force. He will drag them into exile, since they will not let him lead them into righteousness. That's the way it always works. If we don't let God lead us into righteousness, he will certainly drag us into judgment. 17. Ephraim is joined to idols. Leave him alone. And so they were given over to their sin. They wanted nothing to do with God. They were not sinning ignorantly. They were willfully turning their back on God. The Catholics would call it mortal sin. They had gone beyond the point of no return. It was not just mortal sin. It was mortal sin plus a hard heart. 18. Even when their drinks are gone, they continue their prostitution. Their rulers dearly love shameful ways. Everyone loved sin. Therefore, they loved shame as well, which is the result of sin. Depraved sinners boast of what should shame them. And that's where the Israelites were at this point. 19. A whirlwind will sweep them away, and their sacrifices will bring them shame. Sudden violence from an outside force is going to drive them out of their land like a tornado scatters everything in its path. And we'll pick it up in chapter 5 next time. Until then, so long, everyone.